You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Brim Tavshin Ein Vav. We find in Purim some mitzvahs that we don't have in any other Moyadim. For example, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin brings the mitzvahs they have to do with the Suuda. Number one, the Gemara brings the actual Suuda. We know they have a Suuda during the day. So that we have other places as well. That's okay. But we speak about Mishloach Banis. And as the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Mishloach Manos is part of the Suudas Purim. The Rambam says you have to do the Suuda, and you have to make sure to send Manos to your friends. And that fits very much with the famous Manos Alevi that says the whole idea of Mishloach Manos to make sure that you spread love, Ava, Ve'achva, and then the same idea of the Suuda is to invite as much friends as you can. So that's the idea of the Suudas Purim together with Mishloach Manos. We never find Mishloach Manos any other place. You don't see in Sukkot, go ahead and start sending Manos to somebody else. It's only a din in Purim. Yeah, Shlach Manos Lein Nochalay. Someone doesn't have. But he mastered the Asher, the Feirish. If that's the Matarus Leivyanim, Shlach Manos, the Shlach Manos is to the Asher as well. Furthermore, the Gemara says in the same place, the Gemara that everybody knows, every Shia Bacher knows, Chayav Inshli Besum Puraya Adelo Yoda. You have to get drunk in Purim. So although some Rishonim argue and say that that's not the Maskon of the Gemara, the Tur Shulchan Aruch bring it Halacha L'Maaseh. The Shulchan Aruch says a Feirish, Chayav Inshli Besum Puraya Adelo Yoda. Then you have all kinds of the Rishonim, Rishon Berurah says, then Lav Davka. The Rambam that Rishonim based on, the Rambam says that's not Davka to have full, you don't have to be mamash drunk. The Rambam says you have to drink and then fall asleep. And then you fall asleep from it. So some idea of getting to a different level of, you know, losing your das to a certain extent. Either you're managed getting drunk, or you're just falling asleep. Why? What does that have to do with Purim? So Baruch Hashem, we defeated the enemies, which will give us a siyata to defeat Haman. Where is the drunkenness coming to here? Where is the shayis here to limudah comes into the Indian of Purim? And finally, we'll end to get into the sugya with something we started mentioning last week. Regarding the Gemara tells us that the reason why we have Parshas Zohar before Purim is because Lehagdim Zechira L'Asiya. Parshas Zohar comes before Purim because we remember a Malak before we do Asiya, which Mashmah you go in and do Asiya Mechiyah Samalak. Where was the Mechiyah Samalak of on Purim? Rashi, the base on the base, Le'el, who speaks about something else, he says Asiya, says Rashi, b'mishteh v'yomtev. Mishteh, again, go back to the Mishteh. By doing a Mishteh on Purim, you go ahead and you have, somehow, you mechiyah samalek. So this Suuda, we have to get drunk in the Suuda, and you have to do Mishloach Manos in that Suuda, and you have to go, you go ahead and do mechiyah samalek in that Suuda. How does it all get together, and why is it to do with the Suuda on Purim? Right. But how do we? We go ahead and do Purim, our Purim. Yeah. What are we doing, Mechiyah Samalek? So you could say because we're reading the Megillah. Rashi doesn't say reading the Megillah. He says our Shtia, our Mishteh, Mishteh V'yomtev. We get to become happy. So, in the Gemara itself, you could maybe say the Rashi Dav Beis doesn't mean the Pshat and the Gemara and Dav Zayin, even though it's the same language, Asiya. So you could argue that. But Rashi says Asiya is Mishteh V'yomtev. Where is that in Purim? There's a beautiful Goyen. Goyen wrote a Pirush in Tikkun Zohar, and there he goes on and says something fascinating regarding the avoid of a Jew the whole year round. He doesn't speak about Purim, but later Sfarim connect this Goyen to Purim. The Goyen says that the Gemara and Brachas tells us that if somebody is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he has a snake, lo yafsik. You have a snake around his heel, around his leg in the bottom, he should not stop. But if it's an akrov, if it's a scorpion, then he has to stop davening. So the Goyen explains it in loyal dech pshat, dech remez. There's a remez here to something deeper. What's going on here with the nachash and the akrov? The nachash, you don't stop, and the akrov, you do stop. Says the Goyen, speaking about, and this is we connect the Goyen we mentioned last week, the Goyen and Mishli. The Goyen and Mishli tells us that really there's two levels of Yitzri Hara that a person has, that a person has to fight. Umas Ha'ilam also divided that way. One is the lower level is the Yitzri Hara tries to seduce an Adam and convince him with different attempts, right? He goes on to say there's two different types. Either the Yitzhar of Yishmael, Yitzhar of Esav. Prison is either wants to do, it has the Yitzhar of Taiva or the Yitzhar of Kas. The way it's translated, Yitzhar of going ahead and the Tzadik, the way he says it, Yitzhar of enjoying life, taking it easy, or Yitzhar of going ahead and conquering. You know, a person works very hard, even more than he needs to, and he goes ahead and does things because he's trying to do more, to do more, to do more, and he loses maybe sight of what's more important, more what he needs to focus on. That's the lower level Yetzirah, meaning the lower level attempts to try to steer a Yid from the right way. The higher level one is the one called the Yetzirah of Leitzonus. The Yetzirah of Leitzonus is something that takes away the important thing that a person is thinking about, and makes it very, takes away all the chashivas, all the importance of it. Makes it very low. A late is someone, right? Prison can have, you take it in the most simplest mashal, it could be someone going ahead, going to a shir. So someone could say, I'm too busy, I can't, I have more important things to take care of. That's what that yitzhara. There's another yitzhara that goes and says, the shir doesn't make any sense, I don't want to listen to it, there's nothing to talk, learn from it. Right? It's a different level of return. Something going in and lowering the chashivas. It can be lowering chashivas of Torah, lowering chashivas of mitzvahs, of avodah. That's the bigger level of yitzhara, which ultimately is the one that takes away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the yitzhara that's going against what Hashem is coming to, how a Yid connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Goyen, when a person, any Jew has shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many different ways that he does, all this Torah and the mitzvahs, everything he does. But even if a person loses everything, there's always emunah. There's always the belief. He believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes it's hard for him, it's difficult for him. He has the different things that are pushing him aside to do other things. But he's always connected because he has emunah in Hashem. But when a person loses that emunah, that's already a different story. If he loses the lowest level of connection, Yavta Kodesh Boko, then he has a problem. Then he's, in a sense, he's disconnected. The Goran says that when we're speaking about the lower levels, we're speaking about an Okiv. Okiv is the low level of Adam, right? We're speaking that the furthest place from the Seichel is the Okiv. So the lower Adam, the one who lost maybe everything else, he gets to the Akiv. In the Akiv, there's one point of Emunah. The same Goyim brings. There's two letters in the Torah. One of the two letters, a few letters, they're larger. The font is larger in the Torah. One is Shema Yisrael Hashem Ekeinu Hashem Echad. The Dalet is larger. Mitzad Echad you have Lo Tishtachav Eleil Acher. The Reish is bigger. What's the difference between the Echad and the Acher? It's a Dalet and a Reish. It's the small edge that goes out of that Reish, makes it a Dalet. That's called the Kutsoy Shel Dalet. Says the Goyen, the Kutsoy Shel Dalet, that's what it's talking about. The Kutsoy Shel Dalet is that shtickel, pintelayi, the muno that a person has connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kozman, you still have that Kutsoy Shel Dalet, that edge, that addition that you add to the Reish, so he is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute he lost that and turns from Echod, Hashem Echod, to El Acher, turns from the Dal to the Reish, that's when a person is disconnected. He adds one more thing, just to end, put it together. He says that thing that you add is a dat. In the Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's basically a dat. The Reish is the Reish, and you have another dat, and makes it a dat. What else is a dat in Sefer Torah? The letter Yud. Medina Sefer Torah, we do only one dat, Yoyt said the letter Yud. You don't have to do more than that. That's why many are Makbid. They say Rabbi Yashua is Makbid also in the Sefer Torah to fill in the letter Yud. So some say because that's his first name, Yosef Shalom Yoshev. But truly, the letter Yud, when you put the dat, that's the whole letter. You don't have to do more than that. So it's a letter Yud. So when you add to the Reish that letter Yud on the edge, it makes that into a Dalet. That Yud is the Yud speaking about Yud Kivav Kis means connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're adding the Yud to the Reish, that's when you have the Dal, you have the connection. You don't have that Yud, then it's El Acher. Says the Goyen, when you're speaking about the lower level Adam, the Akiv, the one who connects you, even when the person is so low, is when you have that Yud adding to the Akiv. When you have Yud adding to the Akiv, what word do you have? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the one who established Yisrael b'shechato Yisraelu. No matter what happens, mitosa shlemo, a yid as low as he goes, he's still connected. Yaakov Avinu introduced the Akiv, which still has the Yud. Yaakov. But if instead of having Yud, you don't have that extra Yud, so what are you left with? If you don't have the extra Yud, you're left with a Resh. You put the Resh to get rid of the Akiv, what do you have? Akrov. Says the Goyen, when a person is davening and he has a nochosh koruch ala kevoy, nochosh means it's all the different yitzer horis, all the different things that are trying to push him away from Torah, push away from mitzvahs, but he's only a nochosh, it's still only a nochosh, lo yafsik, he still has connection with his tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minute it turns to a reish, he lost that kutzah shliyah, he lost the emunah, then it becomes an akrov. If it's akrov ala kevoy, yafsik. Then he has to stop davening. Now he doesn't have any more of that connection. That's what the Goyen says in Tikkun Yozar. So the Yisrael the Goyen is teaching us is that what still connects the Yid always above is that the Kutzah Shel Yod, that edge, that the addition that you have in the Reish, that Emuno, which resembles the Emuno. He brings the Ramchal as well, and Purusha and Torah speaks about the same thing, that what is that Kutzah Shel Yod? That's the Ois Bris. The Ois Bris that the Yid has is that it resembles the connection that a Jew has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what he's referring to is Reb Tzadik speaks about it in length in Kedusha Shabbos, Sefer Kedusha Shabbos, the beginning. What's the idea of a Bris Milah? From all the mitzvahs that a person has, the Tayag mitzvahs, there's only one mitzvah he doesn't do. It's done to him without his das. He's 8 days old and they put on in the Bris. He wasn't asked. He has no das, he can make a decision, it's just done to him. And that resembles the idea that a yid has emunah in him without him working on it. He doesn't have to achieve it, he's born with it. A yid has that emunah, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can only lose it when he loses that kutzah shel yud, when he loses the milah. But kol zman that he has that, you know, the minimum of the amount that a Jew has is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the kutzah shel yud, with the ois bris, with that something that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal and others go out and say, who's the one who's trying to remove that connection? Who's the one who's fighting that Kutzah Shel Yud? That is Amalek. Amalek, it says that when he came and he was fighting with Am Yisrael the first time, he took the Arlos of Am Yisrael and threw them up to the Shemaim and says, this is what you want, here is what you want. What is he trying to say? So the Ramchal explains that the Amalek is the one who is the basic. He's the one who's trying to separate that Ois Bris. He's trying to disconnect Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's trying to call. He's that Yitzhar the Goren speaks about, and we mentioned it last week, that he goes ahead and distracts the Yid from the actual Emuna. The Leitz, the Amalek is called in Loshon Chazal. He's called a Leitz Yoyer. He's a Leitz. He's the one who makes fun of everything. He lowers and does zilzot to anything with chashuv, anything that's important loses its value. That's what a Amalek does. So Amalek is the one who's going ahead and he's trying to disconnect. He's trying to take away that kutzah shel yud that a Jew has, that last connection, what makes a yud, somebody from bringing the echad, the dalid, into a resh. The one who takes the dalid, brings it into the resh, that is Amalek, that's what he's trying to do. So how do we fight Amalek? What's the way to go ahead and fight it? By the way, we're speaking about the milus that the Amalek fights against, Haman, who is Zera Amalek, as you mentioned. It says, when Am Yisrael, at the end of the day, they were saved in Purim, so what do they have? So Oiro is a Toiro, Vesimcha is a Yomtiv, jump to the end, Vikar is Tefillin, right? So these are the things, you know, going against Torah, they were against Yom Tov, so they had a new Yom Tov because they had a Simcha of Yom Tov of Purim, at least the ones in Shushan. And then they had Vikar, they had Tefillin, which is Tefillin Shebe Rosh. They didn't want it. It's called Ami Haaretz. They were afraid of it. What is, there's one thing missing, that's Sosin. Sosin is Brismila. I mean, Haman was against Brismila as well. One of the things they went against was the Brismila. The same way Amalek is going against the Arlo, also Haman, who's Mizera Amalek, he's going against that as well. That was part of the whole thing going against it. And it's brought down the name of the Arizal that when the Haman, he was very, very smart. And he knew it's the Gnuris, he was Mechashev, says the cause of the Arizal. He knew all the Cheshboinus, he knew what's going on. He realized that that time was a great opportunity to disconnect Am Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we mentioned last week, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tapiches, says that Mikan Mordor Rebel Araisa, the Ramban there goes on and says, there was a time that Am Yisrael felt that maybe we're losing the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We may be losing it. And that was after Churban Bayis Rishon. After the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Am Yisrael, since going out of Mitzrayim for the first time, were without a connection, without a Navi, without a Beis HaMikdash, without anything that connects them to something. They left Mitzrayim, they were for 840 years going, they always had the Shechin over there, they had the Mishkan, they had Mishkan Shiloh, Noi V'Givoin, then they had the Beis HaMikdash, they always had something. And suddenly they're in Golus and they don't have anything. So they went to Yechezkel HaNavi and said, we're disconnecting right now. It was the time of Aster, Ponei B'Yamahu, as the Gemara tells us, the Estim in Atari 9, that was the time it was Hester Ponei. Haman knew it. Haman knew that now it's maybe the opportunity to go in. And the Shei D'Arizal, that's all what he told the Chashveyash was true. It says that the Medrash tells us, they told the Chashveyash, you know, the Chashveyash said, I don't want to start with the Jews. They have a God, they have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says he's a Zaken, he's Yoshin, he's not here, you know, you don't have to worry so much. It was true. At that time, the connection was not such a strong connection as it used to be. At least that's what appeared in the world. And that's what Homa thought. He has an opportunity to go and win Am Yisrael. He's going and fighting. So what does he do? He stops the Bismillah. Zera Amalek goes on, takes away that connection that Am Yisrael has with the Kodesh Baruch. So what is the way to go ahead and overcome that challenge? How do you overcome it? So one way the grandfather of Eliashiv was the Leshem, he was a savior of the Leshem, who was a big Mekubal, and he writes the following idea. He says, when Mordechai was in that generation, Mordechai was convincing Am Yisrael, don't go to the Seudah of Oysa Rosha. Don't leave, don't go over there. And they said anywhere they went. And then Mordechai is the only one, lo yichrev, lo yishtachav. He's the only one that's now bowing down to Haman. Everybody else is buying down. It's just across the fushes. And as we know, it's not sure. It was for desire. It was maybe not. Maybe according to halacha, it wasn't so bad. What is Mordechai trying to do? Mordechai is teaching Am Yisrael, you know, the Amalek can go ahead and fight your emunah only from a second stage. What do you mean the second stage? Meaning, when a person is born, as we said, with the emunah, he believes the Kodesh Baruch is here. But then he has his own das, his own machshava, his own havana. Where he goes in with his havana, his das is what defines who he is, his understanding, his tfisa. He takes things and he takes it down to his own level. That's what a das is all about. When you go into the das, the next level, after the simple emuno that a person is born with, now comes cheshboinus. Now he's trying to think. He has his own das. He's trying to understand, trying to learn with the das. Try to chop, you go on to the level of your own understanding. That's where Amalek goes ahead and tries to say, no, maybe not. As Kehadua, he brings himself, that the Shairish Amalek starts with Nachash HaKadmoini. That's where it starts, that's where the source of Amalek starts. What's Nachash HaKadmoini? He starts when convincing Chava, and he tells her, you know, maybe you should go ahead and eat from Eitz Hadas. She says, no, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to touch it. He says, no, he didn't mean that. He said, Kei Elokim, if you'll do it, you'll have a das. I tried to do cheshbonos to figure out ways to convince you that you're wrong. The Amalek, who's a leitz, who's trying to lower the cheshivas of things, it's all when you're starting to deal with the das, with your mindset, with your cheshbonos. How do you think? How do you look at things? How do you grasp that emunah? You have an emunah that you're born with. Okay, but let's start thinking about it. Do you really think this works? And then he starts doing the cheshbonos that we have. A true tzaddik is someone who lives that simple emunah that he has, meaning that his das, his machshava, his understanding, is the one who takes that emunah and brings it l'maisa. And it's interesting, Elashev says that really that's the famous Chazon Ish and emunah bitochen. Chazon Ish says, what is emunah and bitochen? What's the difference? Emunah is, you know, that's in theory. You believe. But bitochen is when you take that belief and you actually implement it l'maisa. You have to go in and live that life of bitochen. You have to go in and not only believe it, not only think about it, but your life should be worked that way. You should go ahead and live a life of that emunah. That's the bitochen bringing l'maisa. So Leshem says that tzaddik is the one who not only has the emunah pshuta, but when it comes to the das, he has the real bitochen. He's living the bitochen. He's aligning his emunah with his bitochen. His das is connected to that emunah that he's born with. Mordechai Tzadik goes to the Am Yisrael and tells them, don't go to Suda, don't show us your Russia. It's brought down already in the Mefarshim. Am Yisrael had a cheshbon. They said, finally we have a king who likes us, is inviting us to his palace. How can we go ahead and not accept the invitation? It's going to insult him. It's not nice. So they have their cheshbonis. When you start with cheshbonis, that's when you go ahead, that's where Amalek comes in. And that's what Mordechai said, no, but that's not the right thing to do. So he was living that emunah in the bitochen. He's bringing it out. When Haman is going around with that Avodah Zarah, and Am Yisrael mishtachaveh to Haman, and Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachaveh, he's the one who's living the life of the bitochen. He's bringing out that emunah into his day-to-day life. He's bringing it to the next level when you get to the das. The way to go ahead and beat Amalek is really going ahead and living in the higher level. When the das is aligned with the emunah is something which is more, which is a higher source. That's the kutza sheldah that Yaakov Inu gave us. That's what a person is born with. That's what Yid is born with. He has this connection, this higher level. And when you go to the next level and disconnect it from that emunah, that's where Amalek comes in and tries to push a person somewhere else, tries to cause that separation. But kol zman that a person lives in that higher level, that's what a tzaddik does, then Amalek has no shlita. So I heard that from somebody in the neighborhood, and then I saw it's brought down other sfarim in a similar mahalach. If you realize in the Megillah, when did Haman fall? When was the time when that was it? Haman was trying, he was successful, he's going ahead, he got the decree, everything was going great. When in the Pashup Shah in the Megillah was the time where that was his end?
Ahasuerus couldn't fall asleep.
Couldn't fall asleep. What was Haman doing then?
He came to tell him to hang Mordechai.
He was just building the aids to kill Mordechai. When Haman was, everything was great. Everything was working perfect. The time in the Megillah where things turn around and Haman is starting to fall down is when he tries to go against Mordechai. Until he went against Mordechai, everything was perfect. He had no problem. And it's brought down, and that's the nice of the Arizal alludes to it as well, and rather the name of the Arizal, that until Haman had Rishus, the Amisol went ahead and Amisol Lassus Russia. They had the Rishus to go ahead and fight the Jews. But the minute he went against Mordechai, Mordechai is the one who lives the life that Amalek has no shlita on. Haman has no rishus to fight against Mordechai. The whole siyata d'shmaya was that Haman couldn't stop himself from going against Mordechai. Until then, he left Mordechai alone. He went against all the Jews. Then he was successful. The minute he went ahead and turned it around to do it against Mordechai, against the person who's living with the bitachon, is living with the das aligned with the emunah, with his das not disconnected from that, so then he fell. That's when Haman fell. The nitzachon on Amalek and on Haman is when that emunah and bitachon are connected. When the das is not a separate thing standing on its own, and a person can go in and connect his shoyush emunah so he can win Amalek. So immediately, let's go back now to the questions. The Seudas Purim that we have, what Chazal tell us, we'll start with the middle one, is a person has to get to Ande Lo Yodo Ben Ari Homan Lebarach Motre. So it's brought down in many Sfarim, Tzodik speaks about it in length in several different places. The whole idea of Ande Lo Yodo Ben Ari Homan Lebarach Motre is that a person doesn't have Das. Ande Lo Yodo. The whole idea of Purim is that we learned that when you are with your own Das, and we're speaking obviously in the lower level Das, and the das that is already doing cheshbonis, trying to figure out things, that's why a person can be confused. And that's when Amalek has Shlita. And that's when he goes in and disconnects the Ois Pris, the Kutzah Shildal, that connects you to above. That all happens in the Das. And what we're doing in Purim is we're trying to elevate ourselves above the Das. So a person goes in and drinks and he does add the Lo Yoda. I saw today that Reb Weintraub brings in a Sefer that just came out of last year in Purim. He brings that the whole idea of Ad Lo Yada means that you, exactly this point, you get out of the lower Das and try to connect to something which is much higher, much deeper. And according to what we just said, to that emuna that a person has, which connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless of where he is. The Dalet, wherever he is, he has something to do with above. The whole Shlita of Amalek, the whole concept of Haman and Amalek and Purim, and the fight is to go ahead and do that disconnect and go ahead and bring wherever that Das is to go ahead and fight it. But in Purim, we're trying to go back to Mordechai at Tzaddik, to the Nes that Mordechai did, which was to go ahead and elevate ourselves to something higher, to live that life where we don't have that separation. And by the way, mentioning that thing, it's brought down too that Mordechai, in the time of Achashverosh, the time of Esther, he's the Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. As I mentioned 2 weeks ago over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who completely disconnected from this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is living completely a life which is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is. That's what Mordechai brings as well. Our Avodah in Purim is to go ahead, one of the Avodahs in Purim is, to go ahead and be Ad Lo Yoda, to leave the Das, and that's how we Mordechai Amalek. So when the Gemara tells us, L'hagdim asil ischir l'asil, that we should go ahead and do Zochas Asher Asoch Amalek on Shabbos before Purim. Why? Because in Purim we can go ahead and do a Sea of Amalek. Where is the Sea of Amalek? So we said Rashi, the Beis Mubei, says that Asiya is the Mishtev Yomtev. Mishtev Yomtev? How do you Moichah Amalek Mishtev Yomtev? Because how do you implement the Mishtev Purim? The Gemara tells us the Zayin. You try to take away the das that defines you, that brings you down, and puts you in a certain box, and try to elevate yourself to something higher. That's Ad Lo Yoda, that's the Mishteh that has Mechias Amalek. And maybe that's the Pshat also, and the Sudas Purim. The Sudas Purim is your Mar Be'achlo, the Reus. You're spreading your love. You're not defined to a certain box. You're only in this place, you're only alone. You're all Am Yisrael together, all connected. And as we know, whenever Am Yisrael get together, they automatically elevate themselves to a higher level. The whole idea of being in a minyan, davening in a minyan, is brought down Chazal, the Zohar. One of the reasons you have to daven in a minyan is because even when a person he's and connects beautifully with his goyim, person is in a place where his tefillahs don't really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has things that are stopping his tefillahs from going up. When the tzibur are together, the tzibur automatically are able to connect, regardless of all the different separations and barriers that we have, the tzibur, whatever the tzibur davens, we get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of where we are. So when we are in Purim, and all Avodah is to elevate ourselves from the borders and the limitations of this world, of the das that we have, and connect to the what brings us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do that in the Mishta of Purim through Mishloach Monos, that we bring out all our friends, all the Simcha V'Reus, as the Monos Halevi says, to go ahead and spread love, connect to the higher level of Purim. That's the whole Avodah of Purim, is to bring ourselves to the higher level, to the higher das. And that's where Moichah Malek, and that's why we connect to this level. That's the whole idea of Purim. Therefore, it's brought down, that will end, that from all this things that we have, from all the Mu'adim, the Mu'ad of Purim will never be bottled. Because Mu'ad of Purim is above all the limitations of this world. We're connected to something so much higher. That's something that belongs to Lost in Lavoi, when Am Yisrael will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any hefsek. That's why Avodah in Purim, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoichet to this year.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.